Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Now, Cortland, appreciate you joining me. Got my friend David McIlvaney on the line with me right now. You know, I want to say that we are very, very gratified. We're posting David's weekly commentary and actually weekending commentary also on our website. And very large number of you folks are listening to it, and a fairly large percentage of the number of you folks who are listening to it are coming on into our forum, I guess you're correct to say a blog, and weighing in, giving your opinions. So David is becoming a very, very important part of our website. And David, I want to thank you so much for that.
Good to be back with you.
Hey, got a question for you. My question is this. You know, the numbers that came out towards the end of last week were kind of interesting, the economic numbers. The unemployment numbers weren't too bad. GDP for the prior period was revised upward. Consumer confidence was up, et cetera. And my question for you is, number one, what do you think about the accuracy of those numbers? And I would interject here that the New York Fed Chairman Dudley basically said, you know, the problem with the unemployment numbers, which are very, very high, and we want to change that, is that they're even understated a bit because the discouraged workers aren't included in that number. And when you include them, the numbers are even worse. So that is showing some real concern, I have to say, on the part of the Fed. But having said that, you know, what do you think? I mean, are the numbers going to continue to improve next year? And what do you think about the consumer confidence numbers?
Well, you know, we may see some follow through from fourth quarter into the first quarter, but I think what you see in terms of S&P earnings, for instance, is you're probably reaching cyclical peaks. You know, looking at U6 versus U3 in terms of the unemployment numbers, I think that is where you find there is still real weakness in the employment picture. And, you know, what is driving consumer sentiment, sort of the self-reinforcing cycle of the media saying things are getting better and real estate is in recovery. Well, real estate's in recovery in part because we've had massive stocks taken off the market by Wall Street firms who are stepping in and paying cash and turning those homes into basically a rental pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is there an improvement? Yes, there's no longer that vast overhang, but that's very different than saying, you know, the average middle-class family is not only past the point of concern in terms of employment and getting a pink slip, but they're back in the market spending. To some degree, they're back in the market spending because things are cheap. We're in the holiday cycle where discounting is immense, and you're basically front-end loading some of the spending that's going to come out of 2013 numbers. The biggest concern I would have looking at the GDP figure is, again, comparing it to the S&P earnings and being sort of at a cyclical peak. What you have in terms of government spending in the fourth year of any presidential cycle is an extra round of spending. Why? You keep some of your powder dry because you really want to get out there with some splash and say, look at what we are doing for you right now. Why? Because, yes, the election bid is there. Well, now that's behind us. What do you have in the first year of a presidential cycle? You don't have the urgency to spend. You haven't kept, you know, sort of reserves there to spend to impress your constituency group. So I would look at 2013, both in terms of government spending and in terms of having a true recovery in play, so real consumer confidence. I think we've had the best behind us and actually some challenges by the time we get to the mid-year 2013.
Well, the million-dollar question here is, you know, as we were discussing off the air, the man in the street thinks that things, as you said, are getting better and better and better. But the guys who really know, and by that I mean the guys who deal with this stuff every day out of necessity, are saying, you know, it's not all that good right now.
You know, when you look at consumer confidence and consumer spending sometimes tie together because if confidence is on the rise, maybe you will loosen the purse strings a bit and get out there and spend. And of course, we're in the holiday for that to be happening, as we mentioned earlier, at a discounted level. But is it surprise? And to me, it really is. to look at the RTH, the retailers index, and out of the companies that make up that index, you're looking at massive insider selling. So the guys that are running the companies in the retail space, in the context of consumer confidence rising and assuming that consumer spending is following, that they should be thrilled and they should be looking ahead and saying, this is a trend that we like. I think, in fact, they're voting with their feet knowing that this is a trend that they like and know is not sustainable coming into 2013. In other words, what you see in terms of the retail space, what you see in terms of consumer confidence and spending is enough to peak up some of the share prices of these retailers, and they're moving towards the axis. You take eBay as an example. eBay, you had investors who are running the company. Let me just say that differently. Executives bought this year $20 million worth of shares, a decent number.
Yeah.
They sold $700 million worth of the shares. So basically a 35, almost 36 to 1 ratio. And, you know, to me that says, yes, we like the bird in the hand versus the two in the bush. What does that communicate to you in terms of what they expect for retail purchases, consumer sentiment, consumer spending for 2013?
Yeah. You know, I want to get your comment on a comment that one of our listeners who goes under the moniker of Dick Tracy, fellow who lives in central Canada. Basically, he made a comment on your commentary that we put up, and his comment was, quote, memory lane. Back in the mid-1960s, I lived in downtown Calgary where my brother had just bought a big house for $15,000. It had one big bedroom apartment that rented out for $300 per month. I owned a 1950 standard Ford mainliner that cost $175 that you could drive all week for $4 in gas. I don't need to tell anyone here how much worse off we are now than then. What's your comment on that?
Well, you know, this is the subtle nature of inflation. And, you know, you can tell the countries that have abused it the most by looking at how gold has performed in those currencies. You know, since 1969, since we want to go back to the 60s and what he's referencing, the price of gold since 1969, in Japanese yen is up 10 times.
Yeah.
10 times. Now, in British pounds, it's up 72 times. In U.S. dollars, it's up 49 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you're really looking at various degrees of currency degradation, and it's not so much that the price of gold is marking an aggressive move higher, it's that all real things are costing more in those currency terms. And so, yes, a Ford is not going to cost you $179 today. If you're going to buy a new one, it's going to cost you more like, I don't know, $35,000 with bells and whistles. So that's the realities that we have today. What does it cost to run that Ford in terms of either unleaded or diesel?
Yeah.
Well, it's not $4 a week, I can tell you that. You know? And it won't surprise us when at some point it's $400 a week.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the direction we're going as currencies are being managed to the advantage of exporters and manufacturers. Why? Because frankly, politicians want to see social stability, and they gain social stability by being able to keep more and more people at work. They do that, again, by favoring manufacturing, and they frankly could care less the value of the currency if that is the means by which their manufacturers gain an advantage. This is currency wars. We've entered into a period of extreme currency wars, and I think that's really where the battles of this era will be found. Not in the tanks and bombs and guns, but in computer viruses and mergers and acquisitions which give an extreme advantage with natural resources and actual manipulation of currencies to gain an advantage. You see that with the Swiss today. The Swiss are manipulating their currency lower, pegging it to the euro so that they don't lose the Euroland audience for their manufactured goods. This is war.
You know, it very definitely is war, and people have to do whatever they can to protect themselves. I want to say, if you're looking at entering into the precious metals sector, you ought to give David McIlvaney a call. You can get hold of David simply by clicking on his picture, which accompanies this interview on our website. If you're listening on the radio, on the air, simply go to our website, which is www.kereport.com. Want more information about McIlvaney Wealth Management, simply click on David's picture. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Jeff Pontius on the line with me right now. Jeff, as you all know, is the president of a company that I am invested in. The company is Corvus Gold. You know, Corvus Gold is just coming out with more and more interesting news. If you consider it to be good news, I agree with you. You know, if you kind of look at it as being just some more stuff, for lack of better terms, well, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to make their own decision. But these guys are doing really, really well. Full disclosure, I have visited the Corvus properties in Alaska and also in Nevada. Jeff Pontius is a close friend of mine, and I also own shares in the company, which I purchased out of the open market just prior to 3 days, I should say, 3 days after I announced about a year ago. It was over a year ago now that I was going to do that. I bought the stock at about 54 cents, closed yesterday at what is it, $1.49. Basically, they came out with a press release yesterday where Jeff stated that, quote, Corvus Gold continues to hit high-grade gold-silver vein systems in Yellowjacket step-out drilling North Bullfrog. North Bullfrog is about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Las Vegas. What's going on, Jeff?
Well, we're having some pretty good success. I mean, one of the key things following up on our original high-grade discovery we had this summer was that we needed to start to build a shape on this system. You know, we hit some very attractive grades in hole 138, where we had, you know, a 72-meter interval of 1.8 grams a ton with some very good silver with it. We followed that up with the first hole that we announced here, where we intersected that similar vein system about 50 meters away, which is a pretty good step out for these high grade things, and that came back at very similar grades that we had. I think we had 48 meters of this one at around 1.9 grams a ton gold with some, I think, forget what it was, let's see, yeah, it was about 40 grams a ton silver. So very interesting for us. It's really important because it's within the top 100 meters or so of the surface, and that means this mineralization is going to be accessible by our open pit in the Sierra Blanca area. None of this drilling has been added of this number of good holes in this area has been added into our resource statement yet, and undoubtedly the pit will push up north into this area, and this will be one of the very first starter pit areas for us. And you know, if this has a couple hundred thousand ounces, which it looks like it has a shot for, of high grade mineralization, it really, really makes a significant impact on the cash that this project's going to make. So for us, we're pretty excited about this. More importantly, Al, we're showing that we can target these things, and the other holes that we drilled hit the vein system as well, and so we're feeling pretty comfortable we can go out and look at some of these other targets we have in the district and evaluate them fairly quickly and effectively. And if we have more of these things, it really is going to change the picture for Corvus Gold out in our Nevada project.
Because of the weather conditions, I know that you guys are pretty much focusing on the North Bullfrog property right now. The weather gets pretty, pretty prohibitive up there where you are in Alaska, so I would have to assume that most of your work is going to be focused on Nevada for the next few months. Am I correct?
Yeah, and in fact, about 95% of our effort is really devoted to the Nevada project. It is, we're a small company. We need to be able to execute. That means we have to have solid focus both from a technical standpoint, people standpoint, and financial standpoint. So Nevada is the driver for the company right now. We've got some interesting exploration programs in Alaska and in Quebec, and those are generating some very good results. And in fact, we're beginning to pour the first gold from our Terra project. And you remember that, Al? You were up there at that one. And
I actually, just to interrupt you for a second, but I actually shot some video on my phone when I was there, and I just showed some of that just this past weekend to my son-in-law, which he thought was very interesting. Give us a bit of an update on Terra, would you? Because I know that that's a bit of a cash flow generator for you guys.
Yeah, we our partner has a small milling facility up there. We that
went into production with some bulk sample testing, basically. We ran, I think, about 25 tons of material, of vein material, through there. We'll see. We should have an announcement here in the next few weeks on the actual accounting of gold produced out of that. Mm-hmm. But it looked quite attractive. That vein generally runs about 8 ounces of gold per ton, so it's a very attractive target. Those guys had some success running the mill, and they've understand how they need to take that forward. Our current agreement that we have there is that we get 52% of the gold produced at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite lucrative for us. Not a lot of production this year, but it showed that the system does work and that they can scale that thing up for next year.
You know, what I found to be really interesting when I was up there, and I was there a year ago, August, I found it interesting the fact that, number one, the country is very, very beautiful in, and this may sound like a bit of an oxymoron, but in a desolate sort of way. The mountains in there, if you want to call them mountains, very rugged hills, are really, really gorgeous. And what I find to be interesting is the fact that the physical footprint, that you guys have placed up there is virtually non-existent. I don't know how you guys do, I don't know how the mining industry does that, but it's virtually non-existent. I mean, here you have a situation where a certain amount of gold is actually being produced, and yet the footprint, I can almost guarantee that there will be no footprint whenever you get out of there. I mean, everything is portable. It's kind of a little tent city, for lack of better terms. The equipment is basically very, very portable. I have to commend you guys for handling it, in that type of way.
Yeah, I think, that's the way of the future. And like, the Terra project down in Nevada, it's also, until we actually start the mining, the impact is quite low. And, so we, work very hard to keep that way. Nevada enjoys a great reputation for the ability to bring mines online. Heap leach operations are bread and butter out there and have been for the last almost 50 years.
Yeah.
So we have a very straightforward project down there to go forward with, and we feel it's pretty low risk.
You're talking about Nevada now?
Yes.
Think it's really low risk. You know, I guess what I would have to say in terms of observations that I made when we were down there is that you can see the property right from an interstate, which I think is absolutely amazing. And in terms of infrastructure, plenty of infrastructure in place already. And on top of that, you're an hour and a half to 2 hours north of Las Vegas. And yet it is, by the same token, very, very, very desolate. So I think, I'm looking forward to going back down there, very definitely. We got a Husky game coming up in Vegas on, December 23rd. If you'd like to organize a trip, I'd be happy to come down. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, don't construe this as investment advice, because it's not. Corvus Gold is one of my favorite companies. Jeff Pontius is a gentleman who I have nothing but respect for, along with his team. This is not investment advice. I'm just telling you what I am doing. Jeff, thanks so much, buddy.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with two of my colleagues, Corey Fleck and Carter Smith. You know, these guys wrote a couple of very, very good editorials that appeared on our website. Got some pretty good response, I have to add, this past week. I want to chat about those right now so some of you folks who listen to this only on the air on radio stations are aware of what these guys wrote about, because it's always interesting. I have these gentlemen do this for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're very, very bright, and I'm certainly proud to have their work on our site. But number two, you're getting a perspective from a very different generation than you are from Big Al. I mean, I probably got close to 40 years on these guys, so it's always interesting to see how younger people think, for lack of better terms. Corey, you know, you wrote an article that we put up on the site this past Tuesday, and you talked about the similarities between what's going on in the European Union economically and what's going on in the United States economically. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Al. My article really focused on the fact that the EU budget talks fell through two Fridays ago. And there were a lot of similarities that I found reading a couple articles between what's holding the EU back from coming to any final conclusions on their budget, and same with what's holding the US back. The EU is consisting of 27 members, so a lot wider range of countries that need to come to an agreement. Mm-hmm. However, in the U.S., it's the two-party system, and both parties seem to dig their heels, and nobody seems to really be working together and understanding that everybody needs to give a little bit in order to come to a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the EU seems to just continue to kick this can further and further down the road, which is what the U.S. is also doing. And we see these constant deadlines come up where the EU got all together and they tried to come up with a resolution and they couldn't. So now they're meeting again in the new year. And it just reminded me a lot of almost what happened with the last debt ceiling in the U.S. where no one could come to an agreement until the very, very last minute. And it was really just because of the stubbornness of the politicians, I found.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking forward in what the U.S. has coming up is the fiscal cliff, which it doesn't look like a deal is going to get done until the very last minute again,
mm-hmm.
which is only going to hurt the dollar and just everything around the U.S. economy. Because
yeah.
last time, the debt, talking about the debt ceiling again, the U.S. dollar and the bonds got downgraded.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on another factor of this, and it seems like these two powerhouses really are just jockeying for position, trying to see which one is almost going to fail first, which isn't good. They should be looking to see which one's going to resolve it.
Well, I have to agree 100%. You know, at the dinner that we did in San Francisco, where we shot the video talking about, you know, as Dr. Michael Berry said, we have to take a stand on some of these issues and let as many people know as we possibly can about how we feel about this. You know, Chris Berry, Mike's son, basically came out and said, interestingly enough, he feels the same way that you do, in that the only thing that's going to make this thing work at this point is compromise. I have to take it one step farther, though, and I have to say that I think the only thing that's going to make it work is if some structural changes aren't made in the income statement of the United States. You know, it really is, to make this thing work, a little more difficult in my mind than just, you know, as you said, kicking the can down the road and postponing the inevitable. I think that some very major changes have to be made in the entitlement sector. And I also think that, you know, which is obviously the expense side of the income statement. And I think some very serious changes also have to be made, on the revenue side of the income statement. And that obviously is, unfortunately, in some way, shape, or form, going to include, higher taxes. And is that going to be higher taxes just for the wealthy, as the president likes to say, or is that going to be higher taxes, for lack of better terms, for everyone? And I think that everybody, quite frankly, really needs to share in the burden on this thing. It just strikes me as being only fair. You know, Carter, in your editorial, you basically quantified very, very effectively the size of the U.S. Shortfall, for lack of better terms, and you put it in terms of gold and silver, which allowed a lot of our listeners to really look at the situation. And for those who didn't understand how bad the debt was, when you put it in terms of precious metals, that's a very, very interesting way to look at it. I mean, the debt in terms of precious metals is totally, totally out of the realm of being even close to realistically plausible debt. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. What inspired me to write this article is I was reading a story about how on Black Friday, the debt, the national debt, grew by $24 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that to me is just, I mean, that's an inequitable number. I don't even know. I mean, and that's how much the debt grew by. So the debt went up to $16.3 trillion on that day with this $24 billion bump.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having trouble kind of just conceptualizing what that even meant. So I started to kind of break down the numbers. And on yesterday's prices, you know, at $1,742 per ounce of gold, if you took the national debt and divided it by that, that's 9.34 billion ounces of gold. And I mean, so again, we arrive at almost an inequitable number for most people, because a lot of people, you know, have only seen like a few ounces of gold, if they've even seen gold at all. And so what I did there is I broke it down even further. And so the United States Bullion Depository in Fort Knox, Kentucky, which a lot of people might be familiar with through the James Bond movie Goldfinger, has on record right now 147.3 million ounces of gold. So I took, the national debt, and I divided it by how many ounces of gold in Fort Knox. And if we were to pay off the debt in terms of Fort Knox's, it would take 63.4 Fort Knox-sized deposits in order to pay off the debt in gold. And, I mean, that, again, is just an enormous number. And so what I did from there is I wanted to break it down on a per-person basis. So according to the current U.S. population clock through the census, we have roughly 314 million people in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you took the $16.3 trillion in U.S. national debt divided by 314 million people, that comes to roughly $51,910 of debt per U.S. citizen. So if you take that per U.S. citizen debt divided by the gold price, that means if the debt were called, each individual U.S. citizen would owe 29.8 ounces of gold. And, I mean, that's a lot of gold. That weighs out to about 2 pounds of gold, which doesn't seem like a lot except for the fact that gold is $1,740 an ounce right now.
Yeah.
So the other interesting thing that I did is I wanted to kind of quantify it in terms of silver, because I knew a lot of people on the website and the listeners are silver bugs. So I took that same amount and divided it by $34 per ounce silver, and it came to 1,526 ounces of silver per U.S. citizen on the debt. And that weighs out to about 95.37 pounds of silver that each person owes in terms of the U.S. debt. So, I mean, these numbers are just kind of staggering when you break them down into terms that you can actually kind of quantify and think about. Because as I said earlier in the article, it's kind of hard to imagine some of these numbers. I mean, 16.3 trillion, that's a 16 with 12 zeros behind it.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, that's more money than some country's entire GDP.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really kind of interesting. You know, it, thank God for one of our listeners, Irish Tony. Mr. Irish, with that kind of silver, I think you're the only listener who we have who can bail out the United States by simply turning all your silver, my friend, over to the United States government. I mean, you know, when you stop and realize that the two things that we've talked about here, number one, the lack of compromise, going along with waiting until the last minute to solve a very serious problem, and then when you realize just how large the debt is, boy, I got to tell you, if that doesn't make people stop and think, I don't know what will. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Lawrence Ralston to wrap up the show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, as promised, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report, I have my friend Lawrence Ralston with me right now. Lawrence has been in the business for an awful long time. He is certainly as long as I have. He's a geologist by training, by education. He worked as a geologist, and then he started Resource Opportunities, which, in my opinion, is one of the premier new services out there. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. I know Lawrence has an awful lot of fans among our audience, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to the show. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you taking some time.
Oh, I always want to talk with you, Al.
Hey, Lawrence, when we were in San Francisco 2-3 weeks ago, whatever, I guess it was just a couple of weeks ago, time flies when you're having fun, but a lot of our colleagues were kind of pigeonholing me and, or not pigeonholing, buttonholing me and saying, you know, we really, for a whole variety of reasons, think that 2013 is going to be one hell of a year in the resource sector. Very, very strong. We think that a lot of the companies that right now are in loss positions, depending on when you purchase them, are going to come back with a vengeance. We're just looking for a very strong market, not unlike what we saw in 2010. Now, 2008 and 2009, a lot of people were pulling their hair out. I was buying stock. And in 2010, Kathy and I had, in terms of revenue, we had our highest year of all time. We're looking perhaps for the same thing to happen in 2013, but I'm not the expert you are. What do you think?
Well, and just to go back and comment on that action between 2009, 2011, you know, from the low at the beginning of 2009 until 2011, the venture index tripled.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts in a perspective the kind of gains that we can realize in this sector.
Sure.
Now, what's going to happen going forward? We're in a very different market now. And during that period, 2010, first part of 2011, mm-hmm. there was a lot of new money came into the sector.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that money, possibly the majority of that money, was spent without generating the kind of results that add value. So there's a lot of companies out there that have really inflated share structures and don't have a lot to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies, in my opinion, are still overvalued. So we're going to see a lot of companies in this sector that don't have solid, tangible assets, that don't have cash, that are going to continue to lose value. And it's creating this aura that the entire market is still in a free fall. And that's going to go on for some time yet. And more than at any other time in my experience in this market, you need to be really selective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the past year, the entire market was clobbered and everything came down, the good along with the bad. And we're just beginning to see, as you alluded to, that there's a real strong differentiation between companies that have got something to show and those that don't. In the last talk I gave in San Francisco there, I showed, you know, stock charts for a dozen companies that were up between 50 and 200% over mm-hmm. the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
These are companies that I follow in the newsletter. So the companies that have got good assets, that have got cash or access to it, that have good management, are definitely already beginning a strong uptrend.
The companies that I worry about are some of the companies that diluted the daylights out of their share structure because they raised money in what really were very, very bad markets. I mean, I own shares in some companies that are diluted to the point where, I mean, they had to do it out of necessity, I guess, but they're diluted to the point where I'm not really sure what they're going to do to ever get their shares, you know, back in a profitable position. And by that, I would have to say a position perhaps that they saw 3 years ago. I mean, the dilution that went on during that time frame, that's a very good point, was absolutely terrible for some of these companies, Lawrence.
Yeah, beyond terrible. And companies now with 100 million shares outstanding and no real assets,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the only path to salvation for some of these, for many of them, will be very serious rollbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just anecdotally, I'm kind of watching these consolidations as they happen, and it strikes me that the total market value of the company is dropping by about half
yeah.
after the consolidation. In other words, if they do a 10-for-1 rollback, they're not trading at 10 times higher price, they're trading at a 5 times higher price.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of the nature of the beast. I mean, there are some companies that are always going to do well. There are some companies, you know, whose management is going to be in a position where they're not going to do anything at all that's detrimental to the shareholders. And hopefully those represent the companies that you and I are involved with. I appreciate your answer on the fact that, yes, there are, in your opinion, there will be opportunities available during 2013, perhaps to the same degree that we saw in 2010. But I think prudence is really the key here. You know, one of the things that we stress on our program is people need to get all the information they possibly can. They need to listen to every side of every single story before they take action. And I'm hearing you say the same thing, Lawrence.
Absolutely. You know, and this whole kind of washout of the
mm-hmm.
sector,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really undermined investor confidence in the sector overall. You know, there's a lot of people that got hurt bad over the last year when these prices fell as hard as they did.
Sure.
And I think a lot of those people will never come back into the sector. It's really unfortunate. You know, my observation right now is I'm seeing the best values that I've ever seen in the 30 or so years that I've been in the sector. Seriously, Al.
I agree. I'm with you.
We're looking at companies that are trading for less than cash value.
Yep.
That have strong assets and good management. I've never seen, you know, for a few weeks at the end of 2008, we were in a similar situation, but the bounce back was really quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's much longer here. The pain is going on. But, you know, as you alluded to, once we get through right now, of course, we're facing tax loss selling.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as being the final washout.
Yeah.
And once we get through the tax loss selling, I think we're going to see, I firmly believe that we're going to see really strong bounces.
Mm-hmm.
but not in everything.
No.
In the good companies, the ones that have real assets, real people, and have access to cash.
And that have a real sensible share structure. And the only reason I'm adding that is, boy, you'd have to have a major load of assets, including cash, if you have upwards of 175, 200 million shares outstanding, and that's an almost untenable situation for a lot of companies unless you're really, really have a balance sheet that's just incredibly strong. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, once they get up there, if they don't already have a really strong asset, if they have a share structure like that, they have to go out and raise money. It's really a death knell. It becomes a treadmill.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. You know, one of the reasons that you're kind of giving me a compliment indirectly, and you aren't even aware of that, but I'll tell you what it is. And that is, you know, you say a lot of people during this, you know, in the recent market, in the resource sector have really gotten hurt. And yes, they have. But, you know, if that investor was diversified in other sectors, okay, and instead of playing with or investing 100% of their money into the resource sector, maybe put 50% of their money in the resource sector, they wouldn't necessarily be crying the blues right now. Don't you agree?
Well, I'm not really in a position to comment on you know, market, the overall markets or on portfolios and diversification. I look at companies in the sector, and you know, people have to make their own decision as to how much they put into this sector, which is high risk. But, you know, the reality is that all sectors carry some risk.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Diversification within the resource sector can certainly reduce the risk. And being very, very selective in companies is really the key.
Well, that's why people need to read material like Resource Opportunities, because, I mean, you got a guy putting out a publication here by the name of Lawrence Ralston, who is not only a geologist by education, training, etc., but he's also an individual who doesn't have an axe to grind. He doesn't take money from people to be written up in his publication. You're going to get arm's length advice, and that is really what you desperately need in any investment sector. Lawrence, got the final word, my friend.
I think anybody that has some cash right now should be getting into this sector and buying these companies very aggressively, but very selectively. The return potential at this point is enormous.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't construe this as investment advice. Neither Lawrence nor I are registered investment advisors. Simply passing on to you what we are doing. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It certainly has been an interesting one. Be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shoot.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.